No, can you flip the card?
I have my slides. So I'm going to hopefully give you a relatively short update to provide you with a bit more context for the discussions this afternoon. We recently had in London the World Standard Setters meeting.
I think it's back off.
World Standard Setters meeting, which is an annual conference that's hosted by the IFRS Foundation for the world's financial reporting standard setters. If you want more information on the conference in general, then you can find it on our website. The discussion this year was over 2 days, and it included a number of topics such as the conceptual framework, new IFRS standards, but also the 2015 agenda consultation and the IFRS Foundation trustees review of structure and effectiveness, which is the bit that's relevant for our discussion today. The World Standard Setters did something relatively similar to our plan today. They had breakout group discussion. They were looking at both simultaneously the agenda consultation and the review of structure and effectiveness. But within that, they had one group which was discussing the questions related to the IFRS taxonomy. So that was the question on the overall taxonomy strategy and the question about the accessibility of financial statements. And they had another group that discussed the general question on the impact of technology. There was then a presentation, a discussion with attendees on the impact of technology across the world, which was later the following day. So there were breakout group sessions on one day and a bit of feedback then, and then there was a specific session the following day on the impact of technology across the world and how people saw it changing or not changing their standard setting processes. The discussion on in both sessions was reasonably wide-ranging. There were a number of impacts that people discussed at that meeting. Sorry, next slide. So just to give you some idea of what kind of things people raised at that meeting, we had things like the people looking at the impact on the accessibility of the standards themselves. Some people expressed the view that very few people actually use the published standards as a single body of text. They're usually used in a digital format. People search through to find the sections they want. I don't know how true that is for different organisations in different areas around the world, but some people certainly felt that researchers working with the standards just wouldn't use the book anymore. They'd prefer to use some other way of accessing that text. Another view that was quite commonly expressed is that technology should not or will not affect the core concepts of recognition and measurement. There were a couple of people who expressed slightly different opinions to that, but that was pretty common. However, a significant number agreed that technology will affect standard setting in the future. Primarily presentation and disclosure requirements. And later discussion did say have some jurisdictions, mainly those with electronic filing projects, I think all of them were XBRL projects, where they indicated that they have seen impact already on their standard setting and their board discussion of disclosure requirements based on what they've seen in their electronic reporting projects. In general, there was some discussion about what various members of the WSS think might be the impact on financial statements themselves and the way that we use technology in that area at the moment. A number of people mentioned that the ability to handle detail within reports might be improved, and this would go together with such things as custom presentation, the ability to produce custom aggregations. A lot of stuff that people are already doing using Excel when they've got the information moved over into Excel at the moment, but there was a bit of an idea that this would be easier to use, that the tools would make this something that more people could do. And there was a bit of a conflicting idea about how this might impact the financial statements themselves and what's currently disclosed. Some thought that this might lead to large financial statements where a lot of the detail was included in the financial statements for those people to do the data processing themselves, whereas others thought the impact might be more that we'd have smaller financial statements because that detail and that data wouldn't be necessary for the users who wanted to look at the presentation and the totals and the aggregation, and that more companies might give that detail and that data elsewhere. They might provide it separately as a different type of disclosure on their website. So people had very different views about how where that demand for data might actually impact what's in the financial statements at the moment, but also on what the coherent definition of the financial statements might be. Another thing that came up reasonably frequently was the more use of cross-referencing, going with this idea that pieces of financial statement and information might be elsewhere in the management commentary and other financial reports on the website, and an important way of making sure this information is accessible was the idea of cross-referencing. The discussion on the way that at the moment we use structured data, there's very much a clear view that, in the opinion of people in the room, that the financial statements are already structured information. The unstructured data analysis is considered to be used for different purposes to the structured analysis. Now, this was, I think, a bit of a reaction to the general discussion around big data and the way that a lot of people, big data means unstructured data analysis and some of the more interesting text analysis that we're seeing coming up, especially with use for sentiment analysis and other types of investor analysis. People looking for key phrases in the management commentary and so on to identify where management thinks it's going and doing surveys across industries along those lines. However, there was quite a strong feeling that the need for structured data and structured analysis still remains and that people are using that for different purposes, that one does not replace the other. There was a bit of a concern that one thing that's happening at the moment is that the story of the financial statement and management context is being lost when these statements are converted to the various data formats. That one of the reasons for the PDF to remain and one of the reasons it's still in demand is that that story and that context is very relevant for certain types of user. So there are ways that that could go. One is that that story will always be necessary in some PDF format. Another is that actually some users may adapt and not need it. Another way that that could go is that the story actually is more strongly represented in the data and people find ways to move that over into the data model. Another sort of final point that comes out of a number of these topics that we discussed is, especially when you consider the cross-referencing, keeping data elsewhere, the way we have the difference between the story and the PDF and between the management commentary and other things, is that the boundaries of financial statements and other corporate reporting is blurring. And this especially becomes the case with the ability to just move between and have items, data items linked in different places in financial statements, management commentary, integrated reporting, the figures that appear in the social corporate responsibility reporting, and that this blurring might have an impact on the way that the financial statements are used and are communicated in future. So that was a quick update on what the WSS discussed. Unfortunately, I can't give you an update on it, but the Advisory Council is due to discuss this as part of their look at the structure and effectiveness of the use, but unfortunately that's not until next week. But if you're interested, I'm sure you'll be able to catch up with the discussions from the reports on that as well.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Anna. Any thoughts, questions from there before we move on? We're actually hit a break point. I think we're going to stick with the same duration of the break and then make the time up after.
That's fine for me because
I think it's important to do that. So we're just about 10:30, so 10:45.